Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I meant to have said it earlier, but I think this principle of compensatory treatment should also apply to any action taken by the federal government in trying to achieve equality of opportunity or access to the national housing market. Now, this is one of my major criticisms of President Kennedy's executive order on housing. It applies only to housing to be built from the date of the order and future federally financed housing. Whereas to give the Negro people of this country a fair break and really a chance to get into housing and to get out of ghettos, he should have included all housing that had been constructed with public funds.
Retroactive.
All federally financed housing should have been included, but he didn't. And this is what is frequently happening. When the Negro makes a gain, the gain starts as of now.
But it
should be retroactive.
Because the Negro didn't make the gain. See, as long as someone is giving you something, he can always take it back. And this is the mistake where our people are making the mistake. We are sitting, waiting for white.
Nobody gives
either
the Negro anything.
I don't mean it in that sense. Either in court or out of court, we've been sitting and waiting for the man to give us some concessions. Now, whenever you ask if you're asking the white power structure for jobs, that's only a temporary solution. If you ask the white power structure for housing, that's a temporary solution. As Mr. Farmer said, where the Negro used to ask for equality, now he's asking for more. He's asking for more than equality. Well, likewise, if they give us more than equality, 10 years from now, we're going to be asking for more than that because the problem has still not gotten a real solution.
Mr. Moderator,
just one moment. Let me finish what I'm going to say. As long as we accept the temporary solution, the problem will go unsolved. It'll be solved for you and me right now, but not for our children. If the black nations in Africa, most of which have a less number of educated Africans than exist among black people in this country, yet they can establish their own independent nations and try and create a future for their people, then Mr. Muhammad says, here in America, there are enough black people who profess to be educated, and when all of this, with all this talk about equality with the white man, if we're equal with the white man, why can't we separate from him and set up our own government and go for ourselves and solve our own problems?
If we can stick for a moment to this notion of compensatory action.
I'm sorry. Shalom. That was a little bit of technical difficulties. I didn't realize my mic was on mute. I'm sorry. Today's topic is you think government is bad because you don't have one. Shalom. I am Antajaneer Ben Israel of the Tribe of Benjamin, Shalom Nation, and Shalom listeners. This has come out of her My People Outreach program on Blog Talk Radio. Today is Wednesday, May 14th, and our topic is, you think government is bad because you don't have one. And previously we listened to Malcolm X in an interview who was describing the same thing as far as a people not having a government and relying upon another government. He also went into explaining that it's necessary for us to do our own thing, but he mentioned black people. And obviously we know there is no black as a nation, but as a class, black has been listed as everyone encompassed in that caste status. This includes African American, Western Spanish speaking people, West Indians, so-called Caribbean, Native Americans, and such. And today I have with me our dear Officer Robert Ben Israel. Are you there, brother?
Shalom, brother. I'm here.
Yes, sir. Do we have any current events for today, brother?
Yes, sir. I pulled up one event. Pretty much is going to intertwine with what we are speaking of today. The title of the article... You can find this on www.washingtoninformer.com. And as a matter of fact, it just came out. The article just came out just about an hour ago. The actual article is tying into what we're speaking of today. It's entitled CBC Fights to Preserve Voting Rights. Officials say African Americans affected most. Article reads, voting rights continues to be the most pressing issue facing the Congressional Black Caucus, whose members have ramped up efforts to craft legislation that would restore key components of a 1965 bill which the Supreme Court struck down last year. Congressional Black Caucus, CBC Chair Marcia Fudge, Democrat of Ohio, met with civil rights leaders from the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People and the American Civil Liberties Union on May 2nd to discuss strategies to push new legislation forward. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Democrat of California, also attended the summit in which officials discussed legislation introduced by State Representative John Conyers, Democrat of Michigan, and State Republican Jim Sensenbrenner, Republican of Wisconsin, which would require that any state with passed voting violations be subject to federal approval before being allowed a change in their election laws. If you think about our voting rights, they are under vicious attack, and you have legislators passing laws that are supposed to be anti-fraud, but we know that there is no fraud to speak of, said Maryland Democrat Representative Elijah Cummings, a veteran of the House of Representatives for more than 32 years and a CBC member. Cummings said voting right laws must be restored, and the CBC has urged Republicans to help craft and pass a satisfactory bill before the congressional legislative session ends next month. Our values are expressed through our votes, and if you cut off our voice, we have no way to express what our values are, said Cummings, 63. I do believe we are in a revolutionary period in this country where there is a tremendous effort to turn back the clock 100 years, and I think we all have to be on guard. Since 2011, nearly 180 restrictive pieces of legislation regarding voting laws have been proposed in 41 different states, and more than a dozen have passed bills that are detrimental to the rights of African Americans and other minorities, Cummings said. At least 12 states have new requirements for voters to show proof of citizenship, and at least 13 states have laws limiting voter registration, mobilization efforts, and other opportunities, trends that trouble the CBC, he said. Now, last year, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a key provision of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. The provision found in Section 5 of the law provided a formula by which to identify states requiring federal oversights because of a history of discrimination against blacks and minorities. In their 5-4 decision, the justices declared the rules supervising the original law to be outdated. The court suggested that Congress draft new provisions, but lawmakers have so far failed to act on that recommendation. We're in the most intense national struggle over voting since 1960s, said Wendy R. Weiser, a program director for the Brennan Center for Justice in New York. New York Times reported that nearly every new and reputable study shows that voter identification requirements disproportionately affect black and Latino voters, college students, and the disabled, groups that vote are overwhelmingly Democratic. Now, I brought forth this article just basically to let you know, brothers and sisters, our people, you know, we get a little upset when we have these particular, when we don't have the basic necessities and the proper way of subsistence in our daily living. But part of the particular reasons is because our people don't know about politics. They don't understand about politics. They don't understand who is behind these particular, officials, public officials that are representing their particular interests. They're not understanding how to vote properly and which particular party to vote for based upon policies and procedures as opposed to the color of the individual's skin, which was indicated, obviously, the previous vote, the previous election in 2008, to which I have encountered people who voted for the current president, just because of the fact that is a quote-unquote black man coming into office. So this goes to show that our people basically were not aware of political interests and things of that particular nature, which could possibly affect us. But basically, to make a long story short, what this is basically talking about, just in summation, is basically you don't have a government. This government is not your particular government, brothers and sisters. And we will explain why as we go forward into this particular call today. And I will yield it back to you, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. Yes, so as far as our government or so-called government of the United States, you know, it's not even our people alone that's speaking on the government as being a bad thing. And we see it all around us. There's so many conspiracies and conspiracy theorists that have stories and so-called evidence of past and present events of certain governments or those that they say control governments and the things that they have either done or ordered to be carried out. There's even movies that portray this government in a bad way. Some people, even though they may seem concerned as far as to how these things may affect us, how the choices of government may affect us, they can fall into a trap of treating this like, you know, it's some sort of form of entertainment. Well, I urge you, please be aware, because there's a thin line between conspiracy and entertainment. It could also lead us down a very deep rabbit hole if we choose to follow that path. It would lead us so far, we would end up way back into ancient times, while still not understanding how the world works governmentally, lawfully, and commercially. And trust me, if you end up there with the wrong guidance or outlook on things, you have no clue about how governments operate or why we're in this condition today. In fact, there are many stories of people that fell victim to these conspiracies, thinking that they can do whatever they like, trying to find the answer or remedy to what they believe they've been tricked into, some winding up in prison or even dead. A perfect example of this is a father and son who, I think this was in 2010, they had a run-in with the police. For some reason, there was a traffic stop, and the father training his son to believe in the fact that governments are bad and against them, they both came out and opened fire on these policemen and killed both policemen. Now, they actually were tracked down later on and got into it again with the police officers that stopped them, and they both were killed. Now, they both were known patriots. I think they had YouTube videos on so-called sovereign citizen classes and helping people get out of taxes and mortgages. Now, this is what happens to a people that's going by what they're told by sovereigns and all people that, you know, claim to have a quick fix to what they claim the government is doing against them. So because the father believing and teaching his son that government is bad, they killed these two policemen, and then they both ended up dead. Officer Robert, do you have anything you want to add to that?
That is an unfortunate situation, and it's a problem that is happening very rampantly in these past particular times. It's been going on for a few years now with the sovereign movement where individuals are going up against a particular government and things of that particular nature. But the problem is, a lot of times than others, it's not so much the quote-unquote government that is doing this particular, you know, whatever it is that their argument is. It's actually the people themselves. That's really what where the problem lies in. So with that particular situation, it's unfortunate that individuals who are here to restore that particular order had to be killed in the process because of the fact they were just doing the job to which they were assigned in this particular situation, but because other particular individuals who have pretty much, you look at it and you think about it, and you think about it from a universal law aspect of it, this is just basically karmic debt, and this is karma coming back on the individuals. However, the people don't know how to discern that particular, that logic as of yet. So in turn, what they wind up doing is, you know, placing the blame on somebody else as opposed to having the blame and understanding that it's themselves who actually put themselves in this particular condition. And these individuals here just created a particular movement, and it's pretty much a rampant type of thing. It's spreading like wildfire nowadays, and it's really, really harming people, doing more harm than good to people. Here at Tribes Aboriginal Nations, we definitely completely you know, disregard anything dealing with that particular movement or any of those particular quick fix it methods that those particular individuals do utilize. We don't deal with any particular situation where we have to be antagonistic toward any other opposing individuals or any other opposing parties. We are very, very understanding of what it take, what government is all about. We're very understanding of, you know, contracts and things of this particular nature. And that's another thing. They're pretty much not understanding contract, really. If you think about it, they understand the contracting, but they understand it from a fundamental standpoint. But this is where the difference lies in with what we teach here at Tribes and Aboriginal Nations and where the sovereign movement teaches, which is just go out there and provide paperwork. This is why Tribes and Aboriginal Nations says it has to be you. It has to be within you before any paperwork is being put out there on public record. And this is why we say what we say here on this particular podcast or broadcast every particular week. It's very unfortunate that, you know, people follow that particular movement, and we just particularly dissuade that. So that's all I would like to add, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. And, you know, all the time you hear people saying government is bad, most of the time that individual most likely got the information from some sort of conspiracy theorist. And this is what led to this sovereign citizen movement. And this can sometimes have an emotional impact on someone's mind. And what that does, it plays on the people's minds, making them despise government and its leaders. Now, I can bet you $1 million if any of those conspiracy theorists had a company, or, you know, if they were wise enough to create their own government, they would want the people who are part of that company or their employees to follow certain rules that they have in place. Now, you know, as I know, on anyone that's an employee on a job that don't follow certain rules that are rules of the company is going to jeopardize their employment. And they won't hesitate to fire them on the spot, you know. So they won't reason with that fact. They rather talk about a government as if it's something, you know, that's, like we say, spookism or something that's way above their chain of thought or their thinking, their way of thinking. But in reality, the government they belong to has rules, statutes, codes, and they contracted into these things. So they need to just think of that reasoning and follow the government that they're under, just as they would want for themselves if they were in charge. But instead, we have so many individuals that don't want to follow the laws of government they choose to be a part of, trying to defy laws and taking others down with them, claiming they have a process or a remedy that can free you. Well, we're here to tell you that they are leading you into a world of problems. First of all, if you're waiting for some miracle process that's supposed to free you overnight, there's no such thing. In fact, there's a couple of ways that you may be able to free yourself from this nation if you would want to, and those ways are pretty easy. If you don't think that this government is doing the right thing in your behalf or for you, you can do as Tina Turner did. I think some years back she denounced her citizenship here, or I'm not sure if she has dual citizenship, but she actually went and got her citizenship in Switzerland. So this is something that you could do if you don't like the government you live in. Just denounce your citizenship, leave the country, and apply for citizenship in another country. But you will have to abide by some form of governmental rules. And the process can take you anywhere from 1 to 12 years. I think in Switzerland it's 12 years. Oh, and one more thing. Make sure you don't owe the country you're leaving from any money, because they'll be looking for you, or upon you returning to visit or such, you're definitely going to be picked up and you'll be charged for those debts that you do owe to that government you left. So I just wanted to add those things, brother, and if you have anything that you want to add to it, feel free.
Yes, sir. Ta-da. Yeah, just to touch on the situation with Mrs. Tina Turner, with all due respect. The thing is, you know, our people definitely, like the brother had just said, you want to make sure that if you were to make an exit such as that, we don't recommend it here at Tribes of Aboriginal Nations for any individual to go ahead and do that. In Tribes of Aboriginal Nations, when you do, if you do happen to like what you hear here and you do think about joining and applying, we can explain why. But in a situation such as Mrs. Turner, the only thing that's happening with that particular situation is you're just exchanging one form of citizenship to another form of citizenship. You know, whenever you go into a particular country, you have what you call nationals and then you have citizens. So what you're basically going to do, I don't know if the people, the listening audience are familiarized with, what's going on overseas and things of that particular nature around the world in terms of various individuals trying to procure asylum, basically seeking their particular individuals who are actually citizens of a particular country, and they are treated so terribly because of the particular political systems and other particular things within there. I mean, it's just basically history repeating itself. If you go back into your books on history, you will be able to see it, and you'll be able to understand a lot of the times the migration and things of that particular nature. But what I wanted to state, brother, was when you think about government, the one thing you want to definitely understand with government, and you break it down, it's govern your mental. You know, you must have this mentality and the mindset to want to understand what to govern means. Basically, that starts within you, you know, having the will to understand government and its implications. Our people think that government is bad because they have fallen away from the king and queen status. Now, when we say status is state of mind, consciousness. And with that being said, our people have stepped out of the realm of king and queen status. And what we did is exchange it for the realm of complacency. Our people even lack the desire to make that the very least the first step toward government or self-government, that is to be able to provide a remedy toward the problems to which they complain about so much. Even if we did operate within the beast, our people do not participate in politics, as you can see with this article that I brought forth, which is our people's votes doesn't really count. It doesn't really matter. All it is just basically an opinion poll. Instead, they let others basically dictate their destiny for them. You know, you never get anywhere with that particular mentality. If I'm not mistaken, I will be able to pull this up, and you brothers and sisters can be able to pull this up yourself. Lyndon B. Johnson, maybe back in the 1960s, I don't recall. I'm just right now paraphrasing. You can just look this up yourselves on the internet. LBJ said something along the lines of, I will make sure that I will keep those niggers voting for Democrat for the next, I believe it's 100 years or whatever the case may be. And as you can see, basically, this is the mentality that our people don't understand that we're basically portraying and perpetuating, basically. You know, the sort of source of that article basically is unknown, but the point is clear, and you have to admit this fact because our people are doing just as was indicated in this article states. You know, we're voting Democrat. We don't understand the particular politics that are involved, the policies and the particular party's agenda or whatever the case may be. All they're doing it is based upon is because the individual's skin color, which shouldn't be what you should do when you're dealing with politics. And then this is also the reason why we're considered niggers. You know, excuse my language, brothers and sisters, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, this is why we are considered to be niggers, because of the fact of our state of mind consciousness. That word is basically generalization of a state of mind consciousness. So, us brothers and sisters, we definitely have to go ahead and do better and learn to self-govern and take care of our particular affairs to the point to where we're not relying on anybody or anything outside of our particular selves and the Most High Creator Almighty. So I just wanted to add that, brother, and I yield to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. And as you heard our brother speak, he mentioned two words that if, you know, we always recommend that if you hear words that you may not understand or know, that you can do two things. You could look it up in a law dictionary, preferably Bouvier's or Black's Law Dictionary. We use here in the nation, we use the 7th edition. And you could look up asylum, and you could also look up the other word that he mentioned was democracy. Now, as far as democracy, that is a form of government that, as we played that track earlier in the at the beginning of this session, when you speak of a people that is relying on the government to do for them and handouts or benefits, that is a democratic government. We at Tribes of Aboriginal Nations have a theocratic government, and that is a government under the body of law of the Most High. And what we do is we don't wait for the Most High to do anything for us, but the actual laws that were put in place by the Most High actually tells you what you need to do to be a civilized people and to be your own nation and your own government and to have self-government. That basically self-government is part of the law. So sometimes you have people that go to church or is part of religions or spiritualism, they don't have what is called self-governing. And we're not saying that they don't go to work and they don't bring home food, put on the table and things like that. But self-government means that you're actually working for your own company. You're actually, you know, doing things and teaching your children the things that they're supposed to be taught, not going to schools that are there by the government you're under that are teaching them things as far as to homosexuality being okay and eating of pork and following certain holidays is okay, you know, also eating scavenger, you know, things like that. Although we know that they're unhealthy, for you to go to that school or go to a church that some of the people believe that it's okay to do certain things and then some believe that it's not, or for you to actually send your children to the armed forces and you believe it's wrong to kill someone else or wrong to actually fight the fight from someone else or for someone else's agenda, then that's the reason why the other laws are in place for you to have self-government and stay away from those certain things that will lead you astray because you're contracting with the heathens. And, you know, as far as Tribes of Aboriginal Nations, we have an independent government outside of the Beast Incorporated, which is United States. And it's not that we're against government. We do not speak against anyone or any form of government or any culture or anyone that has different beliefs. But it's just as the brother put it earlier, you have to have self-government and you have to be your own people. You become your own money. And at you know, with that, you actually become self-sufficient. You grow your own food. You don't have to worry about and speaking about, well, the food that we buy has this in it and that. You know, those goes right back into those conspiracies. I mean, there's people out there that are doing their own growing of foods and different things like that, but there's less of our people than anyone else doing the healthy eating and growing their own vegetables and fruits and such. So we have to definitely look at these things rather than complaining, rather than, you know, getting information from other people and using that information as almost a form of entertainment. We need to make a change and do something about it. And as far as the word asylum, we here at Tribes of Aboriginal Nations also have an asylum. And that asylum will help those who know who they are. They're ready to make the change. They're ready to be under an independent government that have people of the same culture, history, identity, and pedigree and become self-sufficient. And that asylum, you can find it on chronicles.tribesofaboriginalnations.com. You can sign up for the Chronicles as long as you know who you are. You're one of the 12 tribes of Israel. And from that point, you'll be able to interact with the nation. We also have our temple. We urge you to go onto the temple site, which is templeofthemosthigh.org. Again, templeofthemosthigh.org. And on there, you'll be able to find some information that may help you to see who you are as far as the Table of Nations and the tribes. And you'll also be able to see evidence, see facts of who you are in history that they don't teach in schools. And that's why it's very important also to have our own schools and to have our own colleges and what have you, universities, because this is what makes a strong nation. This is what helps our younger ones to become what we were supposed to be or become what we once were. And they will teach that to their younger ones, to their offspring, and the nation will stay strong and continue on throughout history. And with that, I yield, brother, and I pass it to you.
Ta-da for that. And just to clarify, the article that was being presented that I had brought forth, you can go to, there's a series of articles. There's whizbangkid.com where it states, it has LBJ and colon, and it says, "I'll have them niggers voting Democrat for the next 200 years. Now, once again, I don't, you know the actual source, and I don't know who basically brought this forth, but the thing that just must be understood is just what's being, what we need to understand as a people. Whether, in fact, the individual did say it or didn't say it, regardless, it still proves to be a fact. So, you brothers and sisters can go ahead and go check that out. One of them is whizbangkid.com. You can also find it on www.yourblackbloggers.net. And that's another particular article. Yes, brother. And just to go off a little bit, you know, you have these conspiracies growing rampant with our people, especially looking at the government as the enemy. Now, we basically here on this particular line, we're not necessarily for or against the beast. We more so against the beast and its implication and things like that, but the operations or whatever the case may be. But most of the time, when you think about how they're dealing with it, they're doing what they're supposed to do, basically in a certain roundabout way. But you have to really understand it in the eyes of law to be able to understand what we basically, why we feel that particular situation, why we feel the way we do. You know, like the brother has said, if you don't like what they are doing, you know, their laws, statutes, and, you know, commandments and things of that nature, you know, whatever it is that they're putting forth, their procedures, their codes and things like that, you can go out and come up underneath another government to which, you know, will not restrict you from doing those things that you want to do but can't because of these contracts, the adhesion contracts that you're caught up in. So basically the moniker is basically come out of her, my people, because you're not a party to this government, Beast Incorporated. You're the chosen people of the Most High Creator, and your only option is self-government. You must begin, you know, to govern yourselves via what you eat, like the brother has stated, consume, your body of law, your homestead, your temperaments, and all of that. Now, can't you see that we have tried and tried for decades at a time and did not get any proper results? You attribute this to a situation where if you keep bumping into a brick wall while being blindfolded, your mind should tell your body that the way you are going is obviously not the way. Your way, brothers and sisters, is actually theocracy. Right now, not tomorrow, not next week, but now, brothers and sisters. And with that, I yield, brother.
Yes, sir. And the brother made a good point. The point is, the reason why you're supposed to be adhering to the government's laws, rules, and statutes are because when they see a people or when they have a people that is uncivilized, there's no other thing to do besides govern those people. So if you show yourself to be uncivilized by relying on those governments, or you show yourself to be uncivilized by the manner in which you allow your children or your offspring to conduct themselves, this is going to dictate who will be above you or who's going to govern you. So it starts, and I know we all know this, it starts with the home, which most of the times in these times, the mother is the one in charge of the home. The father may be wherever or working, hopefully. But what happens is the mother is left to raise that child on their own, and most of the time, sometimes the mother has to go out and work most of the day also. So these children are picking up the uncivility from their other children at school that are left to do whatever they want to do. They're also getting this from the media, and they're getting it from the parents not, you know, upholding and abiding by the law, statutes, and commandments that they're supposed to conduct in their homes. So what happens is, whether it be male or female, these children are going to be uncivilized, and what's going to happen is when they grow older, they will carry that on and to their offspring. So what we're learning and what we're picking up is a way of life that will keep you governed by those that are above you that want you to be that way. So another thing, again, the things that we've been taught and things that we've learned are being taught in a way to us that we stay governed, or we stay in the status of black, the state of mind consciousness of black. And that is the greatest trick that has been pulled over people. And yes, it does take years, it takes centuries, but it has been done, and it hasn't been undone, as far as what the brother was explaining earlier. And it cannot be undone unless you do it yourself and start one mind at a time. So what we do here every week is we try to come out and give you different ways to look at the fact that, yes, we're not free, and you're under another government's rule. It's not your government. It is actually the one of the main characters in the scriptures, which is the Roman Empire, whether they was Babylon at the time, whether they were Persia at the time, whether they were Egypt or what have you. These are the same people that are running this government today. And anyone that reads the scriptures should be able to see it, but it just so happens that a lot of the churches and a lot of the different religions, they're not looking at it that. They're looking at one thing, which is, you know, when they pass on, God forbid, then they will see the kingdom of heaven. Well, we're also here to tell you that that kingdom can be here right now if a body of people get together, because it doesn't take death to be in a kingdom. There's been kingdoms, many kingdoms, in ancient times all the way up to today. Now, there has been the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of the Most High and the kingdom of evil or the kingdom of Satan. It just so happens that the evil kingdom has been ruling for millenniums, because we cannot be on two sides of the fence. So if you're ruled by that evil kingdom, well, that means you're part of that kingdom and they control you, included in everyone else. So if you weigh it on two sides, the kingdom of heaven is very light on that scale, because there might be just a few bodies of people that are upholding the law, statutes, and commandments of the Most High, and everyone else is on that other side, whereas they have you trapped because you think that's the way of life. And also, with the things that you're watching and the things that you're indulging into that they put out there for you, that's keeping you trapped, and you can't get back to the side of the kingdom of the Most High. So everyone, you know, the churches and religions believe that when you pass on, then that's the only time that the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of the Most High will exist. But we're here to tell you that that kingdom can be here. It's only up to you and the things that you do in your life to make the changes and the laws that you abide by and carry out. And one of those laws is self-government. And with that, I yield, brother, I pass it back to you.
Excellent, brother. Excellent. Tada for that, Ak. Absolutely. And just to piggyback and touch on what the Ak had said, you know, and just adding my little two bits, you know, I always come out here and I always try to hopefully reach our brothers and sisters as much as I could. I try my hardest to try to reach out to the brothers and sisters because, you know, when you have this particular platform, you have this little time to get the message across the way you want to get the message across. So that's what I try to do here, you know, with this particular podcast. Brothers and sisters, if you're in the mind, still in the state of mind of being black, you know, I hate to break it to you, but you have no government. You know, you're still, you're in a deep sleep because you don't know that there's another option that exists. Like we've been stated, here at Tribes of Aboriginal Nations, which is an independent ecclesiastical theocratic government, you know, you do have another particular option. And you do have a government if you do choose to go ahead and want to claim that particular government or want to be underneath a proper government, because you got to ask yourself, wouldn't it be nice to have your own vote mean something? Wouldn't it be nice to operate through a government that has your best interests at heart? Wouldn't it be nice if you didn't have restraints on what you do or what you want to do to better your condition, your well-being, without having to worry if other people's determination of it dictates your destiny? You know, you got to ask yourself, why not seek out that remedy instead of reacting like a minority, which is dealing with your state of mind consciousness, and going out here, you know, the brothers and sisters out here on these streets, shooting up other brothers and sisters because they don't rock with your color. Do you have a claim on that block you claim belongs to your gang? Why not transfer that energy and do it for the real, you know, for real, and protecting your land, you know, to which you would be able to have a proper claim over? I speak to the, like to speak to the other street hustlers. Why not create a product for yourself and go legit and sell it toward the betterment of your people and not the destruction of your people? Not about pimps. Why not transfer that mentality of having dominion over your quote-unquote hoes and lead a proper homestead? Transfer that same mentality on to government law and commerce. Con artists, why not utilize those same skills of sizing up a mark and utilize that of being a man of law or a lawyer? You know, I'm a basic man of law, a lawyer, underneath the Most High Almighty, and doing it proper in its proper capacity. You know, the streets ain't loyal, bro. Why not exchange watching your back and being wary of even your own partners in the game? Because when you're out there, man, you still have to be wary of your partners, even though, you know, brothers claim to be, you know, posseing with you and things like that. You still have to be wary of them. But why not, you know, being around true common language family? We are here at Tribal Aboriginal Nations. We are a true common language family. We have each other's backs. And who really has your backs, brothers and sisters? You know, come on home, brothers and sisters. And I yield, brother.
Yes, sir. And the brother's right. Thank you, sir. He just mentioned that we have each other's backs. And guess what, people? We're out here trying to give you the information that you need to be self-governing, to be under your right body of law with a unified body of people under the Most High. That means we have your backs, too. I mean, we're not out here to brag or boast that we have a nation or, you know, anything like that. We're just here to give you the information that might wake something up in you. I mean, it happens to all of us. Sometimes you see something and you do some research and you're like, wow, you know, that's right, I can do this or I can do that. Well, this is why we're giving you this information, so that you can see certain things that you probably felt before, you know, across your mind, or you might be hearing everyone complaining and you're tired of everyone complaining and not doing anything about it. So this is what you can do about it. You can get with a body of people that have like minds and that are under one body of law that is outside of the government that you claim to be bad or you claim that you can't take anymore, and operate as a unified body of people collectively with collective economics. And also, Brother mentioned that, you know, come up with our own inventions or come up with our own companies. All these things we mentioned takes governing, some sort of governing. It also takes research, and it also takes order and law. Everything that you see around you, whether it's something that's made or an invention or some company, they all have law behind them. So there's no way that you can do anything thinking that you don't need government or you don't need to know the laws. You have to know the laws behind everything because that's what governs things. The law governs. So when you think government is bad, just think about the word government, and like the brother said, look up the words, like I explained earlier, and you'll see that even to have a home, you need some form of order, which is called government. You're going to lay down laws that you want your people to abide by, whether it's your consort, common language husband or wife or girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever you may call it. You're going to want to put down laws, okay, don't do this because I don't like that, or whatever it may be, or things that you need to tell your offspring. Okay, you can't stay out till this time, or like it's been told to us when we were younger, don't keep bad company or stay away from that company. Well, guess what? The same way our ancestors and our grandparents and whoever tells their children and tells the people that they love to stay away from certain company, what they're saying is, by you staying away from that company, it'll keep you out of trouble. So as the good book, which is the scripture, tells us, stay away from, don't contract with the heathens. So if you think that you're going to a church and you're doing everything else, interacting with the government and such, that you're staying away from bad company, you're definitely not. If you know they're bad and you're still abiding by the things that they tell you to do because you have to contractually, well, that means there's something you could have done about it or can do about it, but you don't and you won't because you're lazy, and there's nothing you can do about it because you haven't done your research to see what it is that can be done about it. So with that, I yield, brother, and if you want, we can go to the calls if you have nothing else.
Yeah, brother, you made an excellent point. One of the basic forms of government is the family government aspect of it. Definitely the most important thing is for the men, we got to start coming out here and we got to really look at the situation for what it is. We got to look at how these contracts are affecting our lives, affecting our situations, and this in turn causes conflict within our homesteads. So we got to look at this particular situation and alleviate that situation to which would deter us from having these conflicts between us and our consorts. And also our offspring, because in the reality is that obviously there's no particular better solution in that situation. There's nothing good in sending your child to one of these public schools out here and having them come back to be, you know, 10 years later, a different individual than the one that you sent to school in the first place. You know, we're not going to go into, you know, the things with the schools. I think brothers and sisters pretty much have a pretty much understanding of what goes on and how that has an effect on the child itself and things of that particular nature. So we don't want to touch on that. But definitely, brothers and sisters, you know, especially our brothers, we got to really step up and take control of these homesteads and really, really be the example that our sisters are looking for. They're waiting for you, brothers. They're waiting for you, brothers, to really step this up and take these matters and get our homesteads together. So that's definitely what I would like to point out. And with that, I yield, and I will go to the call, the lines, 347-498. You're live on the air.
All right, brothers, how we doing? This is Brother Gavin. I'm a friend of one of the brothers that's speaking today on the phone. And like I said before, always, you guys do great job explaining and connecting the dots. And I would say that, you know, especially, you know, growing up, going to a specific church that we grew up in, you know, the knowledge base was, I don't think it was full. It was always empty. It was always something missing that we always wanted to grasp and learn more of. And you guys always, I would say, fill in those gaps and connect those dots, you know, with a lot of different knowledge. So, you know, keep up the good work. And, you know, especially what you're saying today with government, governing yourself, you know. People look at the world as something bigger than themselves, like a body of organized group of entity that we can't manage or we have to bow down to, per se, but we can't take a part of building that government. So, you know, even as I can say for the 4 decades I've been on this planet, you know, I see that a lot of things recycle itself. You know, a lot of habits or behaviors recycles itself. And, you know, this is the time where we need to really evolve and really shine more as Aboriginal people on the planet. So what you guys pointed out today is very important. I could go on and elaborate. I want to, but I'm going to yield because I know you guys got a specific amount of time to get other callers on the line. So I'll leave it at that.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. That's Brother Gavin, one of my dear friends that I've known for many, many years. And I'm just waiting for him to come home. And if he makes the decision that he wants to empty his cup so it can be filled, we're here for you, brother. And shalom.
Well,
you know.
I'm coming home. You know I'm coming. So.
Yes, sir.
I'm definitely on your side soon, real soon.
Yes, sir.
And all praises to the Most High Almighty, brother. We'll be here for you, brother. And believe me, you'll trust me. This it will be beneficial to you, brother, like it has been for myself. I'm telling you, brother, when you come in, you're going to see a whole different sense of reality, brother. So I definitely want to just encourage you. Definitely, I mean, obviously you can do your own particular research as of right now and pretty much get a solid foundation and understanding the grasp of everything that's being, you know, disseminated by Brother Priest over the course of the past couple of years and things like that, and then make your decision, brother. But when you do make your decision, brother, we're here, brother. That's why we're speaking every particular week for the brothers and sisters. So definitely, brother, and ta-da for you for that, brother.
Thanks. Yes, shalom, peace. Speak to you again.
Shalom, Mark. Okay, we will proceed with area code 919-793. You're live on the air. Area code 919-793, you're live on the air. Okay, well, Brother Antajaneer, absolutely, you know, I'd like to say to you, as always, brother, your knowledge base is definitely appreciated, brother, by myself. I hope the brothers and sisters definitely, you know, looked at it from that particular standpoint. I hope that myself and this brother have been able to kind of sort of, you know, bring forth this particular remedy for our particular people, that it's time out. It's game over for everything else except for self-government, brothers and sisters. This is the only way to go, and this is all that is left for us. We've been trying over the past few decades of our existence here, and it's time right now for us to really come back home and do what it is that was supposed to be done, so this way we can be able to go ahead and govern ourselves. We can be able to take control of our homesteads. We can be able to enforce particular commercial claims over the things that really belong to us, as opposed to it belonging to something outside of ourselves. It's time for us to do these other particular things, take control of our particular destinies, because that's what it's all about. It's all about you taking control of your destiny and moving underneath the banner of the Most High Creator Almighty. So it's time, brothers and sisters, for you brothers and sisters to come on home. And with that, I yield to Brother Antajaneer with the closing and the taking us home. Shalom. I yield.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that, sir. And also, likewise, I'd like to say that it's a pleasure being on the call with you, and you always bring something to the table that I know the people can benefit from. You have a vast amount of knowledge also. And hopefully we can get this word to someone that will hear it and you know, want to do their due diligence and do their studies and become part of a nation that's independent under the body of the Most High. So with that, I'd like to take us home. And again, if anyone wants to get this information, you can go to tribesofaboriginalnations.com. Again, tribesofaboriginalnations.com. Also, templeofthemosthigh.org. And you'll be able to see different reading materials that evidences our migration patterns over to the Americas, also into Europe, and us ruling over Europe for many, many years, and the way that we were labeled Moors, and that Moors is not a nationality, because you will be able to see the table of nations and things of that nature within the websites. So if you do your studies, you'll be able to be to know who you are and know that there's no other way, as the brother explained earlier. And with that, thank you for listening, and shalom.
Shalom, relatives. Come on home.